The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, they should get married, B'sha'at Tova U'Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna, Ruach Hashem Tanichim b'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. L'atzlachat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Chafchet Amud Bet. We are towards the bottom of the Amud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from when the lines get wide. Itmar. Rav Amar Mechsal Mechsa Kerov. Rav Kana Amar Mechsal Mechsa Eno Kerov. Interesting machloket here. 50% is 50% like Rov, or is 50% not like Rov? Rav Siman. We learned in the Mishnah for the, let's say by the bird, you need to slaughter at least Rov of one Siman. What's considered Rov? Is 50% considered Rov, or do you need to go more than that? What's the question? So I'm going to explain it. So again, Itmar Rav Amar Mechsa Mechsa Kerov. Akana Amar Mechsa Mechsa Eno Kerov. Rav Amar Mechsa Mechsa Kerov. Achei Amar Lerachmana LeMoshe. Lo Teshayer Ruba. That's what Borei Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't leave Rov of the Siman uncut. So once you get to half, you're okay? Rav Kana Amar Mechsa Mechsa Eno Kerov. Achei Amar Lerachmana LeMoshe. This is what God told Moshe. Shechot Ruba. Don't know directly. Slaughter the Rov. So what's a big nafkamina? So now the Gemara is going to have some questions here. Tenan, Hatzi Echad Be'of. Ve'echad ve'chetzi be'behema shkitato pesula. Be'firush Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hatzi Be'of. Half of a siman in the off is pesula. Yamar, Me'chsan Me'chsakerov, Amai Pasul. Why is it pasul? If you tell me half is like rov, so why when you do half a siman by the off is it pasul? Ha'avad le rov. You did it rov. So Gemara says, midrabanan, tilma lo atil mi'amad palga. You're right. When the Mishnah said half of the siman is pasul, it's only pasul midrabanan. Because they're worried that if you do half, you might not even do half. So then when they made a gezerah, which means really, according to the, from the Torah, half should have been good in this nafkamina. You know what nafkamina will be? If you slaughtered half of the siman, it won't be a nevela. It won't be kasher to eat because the rabbis made a gezerah that you have to go, you know, to the majority. But according to the chita, according to Rav, it'll be at least won't be a nevela. Amar nafkatina tashema halko lishnayim. Vehen shavim shenehem temeim. Lefi shi efshar letzamtzem. What is this talking about? Look at Rashi. Rashi is talking about halkul lishnayim. Tanur. You have an oven that's made out of pottery. What's the law if you have an oven that's made out of pottery that becomes tameh? The only way to metaher a pottery vessel is got to break it. It says in the pasuk, "Tanur v'kiraim yutatz." You have to break it. So the sheet says, "Tanur shenitma en lo tahara ela netitza," which is breaking it. Kedikdim yutatz, and break it in half. V'im nishtayir rubos shalem lav netitzau. If the rov of the oven is still intact, it's not considered breaking it. So you have to break it until it's not rov. Now, so what does it say the Gemara now? Gemara says, "Halkol shnayim." So you split the oven in half. Vehem shavim. They're exactly equal. It's 50-50. Shenehem temeim. both of them are going to be tameh still. Lefi she'i efshar letzamtzim. You cannot make them exactly the same size. It says you tats, split it in half. So you split it in half, it's impossible that each side is going to be the same. One side might be a little more. We don't know which one. When you're going to split it in half, one side could be rov. One side could be a little more. You have to break the oven so it's not rov anymore. So when you split it in half, it's impossible to be exactly precise that it's exactly 50-50. One side might be 51%. And therefore, if that's 51%, it's the majority of the oven still. And therefore, it's not going to lose the tumah. The Gemara says, ha'efshar letzamtzim. Oh, the Gemara makes a diyuk. But if you were able to be mitzamtzim, let's say you were able to be precise, tehorim. So then it would be, the oven would be tahor. Now, am I tehorim? Why would it be tahor? Zirhacha ikaruba. Zilacha ika ruba. Go over here and you have rov, and go over here and you're going to have rov, which means let's say it's efshal tzamtzim, when you split the oven in half, and therefore you can make them equal. You're able to make them both equal. Mechsa mechsa, 50-50. So the thing would be what? Teorin, because each side doesn't have rov. Each side that you split is less than, is not the rov of the oven. So it goes, am I tahor? But why should be tahor? Zilacha ikaruba. Which means, go to one side, and you're going to have rov. Zilacha ikaruba. Kelomar, kol echad meratzim yishtor kerov atanu latameh. Veroi im ken shlote pekatum amehem. Which means, if you tell me that 50% is like rov, like Rav is saying, mechsa is rov, so therefore you have rov still. So you just told me, Rav, mechsa is like rov. So even let's say you could split the oven exactly 50-50. So you say, oh, if you split 50-50, it should be taor. Why should be taor? Go this way, it's rov. Go this way, it's rov. Each side is going to be rov. So therefore, we have a question against the opinion that says mechsa is like rov. Because Gemara says, we don't say two rovs in one vessel. That you're not going to say. What does that mean, Nashi? Exactly. If you say one side is rov, then the other side cannot be rov. You can't say two rovs in one vessel. You can't have two majorities in one vessel. Which means this cannot be 51% and this cannot be 51%. In one vessel, they can have 102%. So therefore, Rashi says, that's why we're going to say, one, if you were able to be mitzamtzem, which generally speaking, I'm going to tell you, mechsa is like rov. But you don't say that principle in one vessel, because you can't say two sides of one vessel are both rov. Aval le'anyan shechita, lo uskar rov, ela b'haticha. By shechita, it doesn't say rov. It says you just have to cut it. V'kikarin and palga, when you cut the half, rov hatuch. Lekad mechich, which means you don't have another part of the siman that's contradicting. By a siman, once I cut half, and you tell me half is like rov, finished. So you cut what you were supposed to do. You don't have a contradiction on the other side. But shaking here, you tell me, here's a rov, and here's a rov, on the oven. Wait a minute, I can have two rovs in one mana. Leka de mechishta, the high palgad, the kai lo mechri rov shalem. Exactly. So therefore, I can agree to the oven case, and I can agree to the case of the simani. Body oven case, it's two pieces. What am I going to say? This is rov and this is rov? You can have two rovs in one item. But shaking in the hatikah, what does the Torah say? Make sure you cut, make haticha, that you don't leave rov. Okay, so once I cut hatzi is considered like rov, so I didn't leave rov, it's finished, I don't have a contradiction of what I left over, that's not what I left over, it's what I cut. Because Gemara says, fine. Tashema shahat hatzi gargeret. How we had this case. Hatzi gargeret. What's the gargeret? The kane. He slaughtered half the kane v'shahaba. Kede shechita acheret. The gamra shechitato keshira. Remember this case? You had the kane. You slaughtered 50% of the kane. And you stopped. And then you went back and you finished it. So we said, what shechitato keshira. What do you mean? V'yamat v'asal mersakerov. Which means, if you're telling me that 50% is like rov, so therefore, when you slaughter the half, and then you stopped, so you're stopping at the point of shechita. The whole logic we understood was, because 50% you did nothing yet. 50% you still didn't get to the shechita area yet. So you stop, and then you get to the rov spot. Okay, fine. But if you say that mersa al mersa is considered rov, so that she says kedish shaita chayde the gamra kaskel bebeima hakad debayaruf shenayim umay gamra l'shaita v'im mersa kerov. Look at the second line. Kevan desha b'chatzi. Once you stopped at chatzi, az nala shaita, which means the shaita is finished. The havi alek pegima be'alma v'trefa lebpsikat gregeret elash ma'mina elo kerov. The pesukat agargeret beruba ba'inan. That's the Gemara's question. The I amart again, mechsa al mechsa kerov, that siman, that you cut half, it's kind of like group itrefa le. It says, kevan nitrefa beima b'chituk hatzi kane. Share pegim, which means like, we're assuming that she says, we're talking about an animal. Now by, not a bird, an animal. By an animal, you have to slaughter how many simanim? Two. Okay, so once I slaughter half, and you tell me half is like rov, so therefore I'm in the middle of a shaita now. So I slaughtered rov of the siman. Now I picked up the knife, I waited a little. Now I go back to do the other. Too late. This is considered a terefa, because once I stop in the middle, it's going to be make the animal a terefa. So Gemara says, who told you we're talking about an animal? Misa bar bebehema, la be'of. We're talking about a bird. Bird, you only have to do one siman.
You have to go back.
Oh, so by bird, no matter what's going to happen, you're going to be okay. Why? Mima nafshach, I mechsal mechsa kerov. If you say mechsal mechsa kerov, you're done. Ha, avid le'eruba. I mechsal mechsa eno kerov, lo avad ve'lo kelum. You did nothing. And if you can go back and finish it. So therefore, if you say it's a bird, this is not a question according to any of the shitot. Because you only have to slaughter one siman. So if half is like rov, good, you're done. If half is not like rov, so you did nothing.
If it's like rov, why is the guy going back?
It's under. We had a machloket on which siman you have to slaughter by the off. Whatever the siman is, that's a different machloket. You don't have to come out. Which siman you have to slaughter? Whatever.
Get it. It's okay if there's a thorn hole in it. It's okay that if it's already cut half and you just...
Okay, so we said gotta get it. This is why gotta get it. So it's why gotta get it, let's say. So we have no problem by the gotta get it. You're right, if it was by the vision, even the pinhole is going to be a problem. So by the gotta get it, by the kene.
Why is he going back?
You're right, according to the other, she doesn't have to go back. You may not have to be kasher. If you say, you can't make a question from me. You can't make a question.
Can I ask you say, why do you go back?
He doesn't have to go back, according to that sheet. You wanted to do both, or you wanted to do the entire siman.
Why can't I get it? It's enough. It's not drove, but it's enough to in a bird to what he started to be considered what he stopped already. Since you got to get it, it's less than a drove. In a bird, you're not
right. Drove in anything, you know.
Right, but maybe I'll say I got to get it. It's enough. To be as if he started the
shechita
on the bird.
But that's anything wrong. The Mishnah doesn't say that. It's a shahat, hatzi, get it. You're still okay. Comes the Gemara continues. Tashema, hare sheya hatzi kane pagum. That is what you're talking about. Let's say we said that half the kane was pagum. Or still the kane. Which means when you started the shechita already, 50% was gone. 50% was had a hole in it already. Which is okay. It's still kasher. V'osif alav kolshu, and you just added a kolshu. Begamro, and you finished it up. Shchitato kishera. What do you mean? But if you say already 50% is rov, so it's already terefa because it's rov already. It's rov kane. Rov kane is even by a bird. Rov kane is no good. So therefore, we have an ayah that must be mehsam mesaz not kerov. Rabbi says Amar Rava Shani li'ayin terefa le'ba'inan rov hanir'ed li'ayinayim. Terefot are different. When it comes to terefot, it has to be a rov that's noticeable. And I would say two rovs here. When it comes to shechita, even 50% is like a rov. But terefot have to be visually noticeable. It means it has to be a rov under So therefore, that's the so that's why when you have half the kane missing, cut, no problem. Because it's not rov under air. It's 50%. But once you get to 50% of the cut, you're okay. So the Gemara says, wait. That makes no sense. Amar le Abaye. Vela kol dechen hu. Isn't it a cold chicken? Can I make a cold chicken? Uma terefa. De bemashu mitrefa. Hecha de ba'inan ruba. Ba'inan roba nir'e le'inayim. By terefa. Where there's some terefot that even a mashu is posel. For example, a hole in the lungs, or a hole in the veshet. There's certain times, or even a mashu. But when you need rov, it's gotta be rov hanir'eh. Shechita, te'ad de'ika ruba. Lo mitkashra, lo kosheken de'ba'inan rov hanir'eh le'ayinayim. Which means, if by terefot, sometimes even a pinhole is matrif. But still, you say, when you need rov, it's got to be rov hanir'eh. So by shechita, where you always need rov, so kol sheken it should be rov hanir'eh le'ainayim. So therefore, the Gemara is rejecting this understanding to make a haluk between terefa rov le'ainayim and shechita. No, because the Gemara is saying if terefa needs rov hanir'eh le'ainayim, kol sheken shechita would be need rov hanir'eh le'ainayim. Again, by terefot, sometimes a pinhole is matrif. And still you say, when you need rov to be matrif, it's going to be rov under the air. But shaita, you always need rov. So certainly it should be rov under the air. So therefore the Gemara rejects that hiluk. Ela de kule amla mesa amesa enokerov. Because it's really 50-50, you do have to say, man, it's not like rov. What were they arguing? We had a mahalok rov between Rav and Rav Kana. Dechi etmar de Rav u Rav Kana. Nothing to do with Shaita. They were arguing on Korban Pesach. You know the law of Korban Pesach is that if the majority of the people are Temi'im on Pesach Rishon, they bring it. If the majority are not Temi'im, for example, individuals are Tameh, then they wait till Pesach Sheni. So what else is? Hare shayu Yisrael mechsa teurim u mechsa Temi'im. Let's say 50-50. 50% the Temi'im, 50% the Teurim. Rav Amar mechsa amechsa kirov. And therefore they bring the Pesach on the Pesach Rishon. Rav Kana Amar Mersa Mersa Enokerov. No, it's Enokerov, and therefore those Temeim have to wait until Pesach Sheni. What's the logic of Rav? Tichtiv Ish Ish Kiyet Tamil Nefesh. It says, who gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni? In Ish, an individual. Ish nidchei ve'en sibur nidchein. Which means he holds, once you get to 50%, that's not called anymore individuals anymore. Torah says ish, an individual. So what's considered individual? So up to 50% of the kahal, we'll call them individuals. Once you get to 50% of the kahal, that's not ish, that's a sibur. So once you get to, which is kind of the one, it's not a rov din, it's a din in ish or sibur. Really, Rav always holds like everybody. 50% is not rov, but this is not an issue of rov sibur or not rov sibur. This is who's classified as an ish and who's classified as a sibur. So he says, up to 50% of the kahal, you're considered individuals. Each guy's called an individual on his own, and therefore you wait, you pushed off the pesach sheni if you're tameh. Once you get to 50% now, so it's a collective group, and that's called a sibur already. And we know a sibur doesn't get pushed off the pesach sheni. The sibur brings it on pesach rishon. So it's an ish sibur situation. Let's see what it continues. Rav echad be'of. Okay, we had this question in the Mishnah. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah, it says, v'rubo kamohu. The rov of the siman is like the whole siman, right? And then we said at the end of the Mishnah, If you started Rov in the off, it's kasher. Well, of course, you just told me Rubo, Kamohu. So what do you have to tell me at the end of the Mishnah? That if you started the Rov of the Siman, it's kasher. That's the Resha. Tanina Hadda Simna. Rubo Shel Echad, Kamohu. So Gemara is going to answer. Amar Moshaya, Hadda Bechulin, Hadda Bekadashim. One of the statements that saying Rov is okay is by regular animals, regular birds, and one of them is talking about Korbanot. And we need two statements to tell me that Rov works by regular animals and Rov works by Korbanot as well. Why? Utsiricha. Now, the Gemara is not telling us yet which one is the Cholin and which one is the Kadashim. Is the first one Cholin and the second one? The Gemara is going to go into that in depth. Now, Vitsricha. Yashmin and Cholin, if you just want to tell me Cholin, Hatam udesagi lebiruba meshum de lav le damu tsarich, Aval kadashim de le damu tsarich, Emma lotiski lebiruba adika kule. I would have thought maybe by Cholin, you don't need the blood by the Cholin. So if you don't need to slaughter, then I'll tell you Rov is okay. Mashiki by Korbanot, what's the purpose of slaughtering the Korban? To get the blood. So maybe I would have said Rov is no good. Maybe you got to slaughter the whole Siman in order to get the blood out. It's the slaughter of the blood. So by, if it just said Cholin, I don't know Korbanot. V'yashmin kadashim mishum dileda mutzarich. I would say, you know why you need Rov? Maybe it's only by Korbanot, because you need the blood. Aval Cholin dileda mutzarich ema bepal gasagile. I would have thought maybe by Cholin, 50% is enough. Even less. Because you don't need the blood, you just need to take the life away. Kamash ma'alam, that's why I have to say both. Ben becholim, ben bekadashim, you need Rov. So the Gemara says, hey becholim, hey bekadashim. Which line in the Mishnah is the cholim line, and which line is the kadashim line? Again, the first line in the Mishnah was what? Virubo kamuhu. Right? Rov of the siman is like the whole siman. And the second part was, you started the off. Rov, it's kasher. So which one over there is the cholin and which one is the korban? So you must say, Amar Rav Kahana, mistavra resha becholin sefa bekadashim. The resha is cholin sefa kadashim. What's his proof? Mimai, midiktani hashochet. The first line of the Mishnah is what hashochet. Hashochet sounds like b'di'avad. You did it. Oh no, sorry. Nothing to do with Bidi Abad. Hashuchet. If it was talking about Kadashim, Hamolek Mivaile. So it should say Hamolek. Because by the bird, it's Melika. So therefore, the fact that it uses Lashon Hashuchet in the Resha must be talking about Shaitat Chulin. Oh, so what are you telling me? That the Sefer is talking about Korbanot? Shechitato Keshera. It says in the end of the Mishnah, Shechitato Keshera. It should have said, Melikato Keshera Mevaile. If that's your old item, the Shechita Melika word, so the Sefer also says the word Shechitato Keshera. So how are you telling me that that's talking about Korbanot? Yibana says, Hala Kasha. But that's not a problem. Aidi de Salik Mebehema. Because in the Sefa, we mentioned Behema. Well, what was the Lashon? I went to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hatsi echad be'of, v'hatsi echad be'behema, shechitato pesela. Rov echad be'of, v'rov shenayim be'behema. Since we mentioned Behema in the Sefa, so therefore, we can use the word Shechita. Because even by Korbanot, there's Shechitat Behema. So there was no problem. So let's go to the Resha. Al of ka'e. So you have to say the Resha is talking about an of. Is al kadatach be kadashim. If it's talking about kadashim, hamolek mivaele, it should have said hamolek. So that's the proof. So the Resha is talking about of. And therefore, if it was talking about kadashim, it would have said hamolek. So the fact that it's an ashochet, so therefore we know it's talking about chulin. The sefa is talking about kadashim. It says shechitato. I just mentioned the word behema over there. So it's mentioned behema. It's the word shechita. So therefore, it's from the word, from the wordage, ashochet, and that's it. The shochet said hamolek. Rav Shimi bar Ashi Amar Resha bechulin. He says the Resha is chulin. Also, how does he know? Me'acha, from here. Dektani. Echad Me'of. Okay, what did it say in the Mishnah? In the Resha. One siman by the off, it's okay. That cannot be Kadashim. Why? Because we have an off by Kadashim that you need two simanim. Ola ta'of. Doesn't the law, Ola ta'of, you have to make sure the head goes off? So therefore, ve'is al kadatak be kadashim. If you tell me the resha is kadashim, ha'ika olata off the ba'ish ne simanim. So therefore, you cannot tell me the resha is talking about kadashim, because then the Mishnah would not have said one siman, because after all, olata off needs two simanim. Ela mai sefa be kadashim, rov echad be off. Ah, what do you mean? The sefa cannot be good, because if you tell me the sefa is be kadashim, what did the sefa say? Rov in the off is okay. Ha'ika olata off the ba'ish nesimanim. So I also have a question. Which if you tell me the sefa is kadashim, but the Mishnah says rov is okay. It sounds like rov in one siman is okay, but that's not so. If it's kadashim, you have olata off. So Gemara says, ma'id rov v'had, rov kol echad v'echad. That's what it meant. Rov of each siman. Ubedinu delitni rov shnayim. And really in the Sefer it should have said Rav Shnayim. Because since we're talking about Korban Kadashim and all that, the Off has Shnayim, it should have said Rav Shnayim. Kevan di'ika hatat, but since there's hatat off, the sagi lebechad siman, meshumaki lo psika le. In the Sefer we couldn't commit to say Shnayim, Rav Shnayim, because hatat off doesn't need Rav Shnayim. So therefore, if you said Shnayim, you have a problem by hatat off. But Hatat of Yiddish need one. So therefore, in the Sefer, we used a language that can go both ways. We said, Rov Echad. So if it's Hatat, Rov Echad means one. And if it's Olah, it means Rov Echad, Shil Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Therefore, we used a language in the Sefer that can tolerate Ben Olah Ta'of and Ben Hatat Ta'of. We didn't want to say Shnayim, because Shnayim only commits to Olah Ta'of and not to Hatat Ta'of. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. La Papa Amar. Resha beholin mehacha. Rabbi Papa is going to say, the Resha is talking about holin. Also, from where? From here. Diktani. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad shishchot et haveridin. Right? Remember Rabbi Yehuda said, the shaita is not kishira until you slaughter the veridin. You have to slaughter the veins also that has the blood. Upligi rabbanan ale. And the rabbis argued and said, no, you don't got to go all the way to slaughter the veridin. I amar bishlamat beholin shapir. If you say that this is talking about Chodin, okay, then I understand. Ela I amad bekadashin, amay peligin rabbanan ale, hu atzmo ledam utzarich. Nobody would argue by kadashim. Everybody would say you have to slaughter the veridin, because the whole purpose of the shaita of kadashim is for the blood. And where's the blood? In the veins. So therefore, for sure, the resha must have been talking about Chodin, because they're arguing, do you need veridin or not? So by Chodin, okay, yeah, no. To drain the blood, but by Kadashim there would not be an argument on that, because the whole purpose of the Kadashim is for the blood. So that's a ra'ya. The very deen mahluk is a ra'ya. Rav Ashi Amar Sefa be Kadashim mehacha. So Rav Ashi is bringing a ra'ya that the Sefa is Kadashim. So nobody's arguing on what's Cholin and what's Kadashim. Everybody's agreeing so far. Resha Cholin, Sefa Kadashim. It's just the argument is what's the diuk, what's the ra'ya. So now Rav Ashi is going to say the Sefa is Kadashim. What's the proof? Tektani, Hashochet Shene Rashin Ke'ehad. This is not our Mishnah, this is the next Mishnah coming up. It says, if a guy slaughters two heads Ke'ehad, Shchitato Keshira. How did he do that? Shene Rashin Ke'ehad. Right near each other. He took the knife. He slaughtered them one shot. Two heads together. So we said, it's kishera. So it's a shuhet, di'avad in, lechatayla lo. It's much more a shuhet, that's a di'avad situation. So he says, I'm going to put them on the kadashin, if you tell me it's about korbanot, haynu, to lechatayla lo. Now I understand why lechatayla lo. Bishum, the tani of Yosef. It says in the pasuk, tizbach. What does tizbach teach me? By korbanot. Shelo yeshnayim shohatim. Zebach echad. You cannot have two people making one shechita. Tizbach, singular lashon. Tizbachuhu. What does that pasuk teach me? Shelo yehad shohet, shne zebachim. Now, what's the pasuk says tizbachuhu. Tizbahu is plural. But there's no nikudot in the Torah. So if I don't have any nikudot in the Torah, that's called Yesh Em Lamasoret. There's Mikra, that's the way I read the word, Tizbahu, which is a plural. But I could read it without nikudot. It's written Tizbahehu. Because there's no vav, it doesn't say Tizbahu, there's no vav after the het. So I would read it Tizbahehu. That Tizbahu means one. So it says, Ba'mar of Kana, Tizbahehu Ketif, which means slaughter one animal at a time. Ela'i Amar Bechudin, Afil Lechetahina, Lechetahina Nameh. But if it was talking about Chudin, there's no din where you cannot slaughter one or two. Even two at a time is Lechetahina. So from the fact that the Sefa was talking, said Beferush, that if you do this two at a time, it's B'di'abad, that must be talking about Kadashim. So at the end of the Mishnah is a Kadashim issue, because you see it's continuing talking about Kadashim. Because the law of slaughtering two at a time is a B'di'abad situation by Kadashim. Because the Pasuk says, Tizbahehu. Tizbahehu implying one at a time. So the Sefa is Kadashim. ואף רבי שמעון בן לקי סבר רשא בחולין ושפה בקדשים. ושגיש אוסו בגריס. רשא חולין שפה קדשים. דאמר רבי שמעון בן לקיש. מאחר ששנינו רובו של אחד כמוהו, למה שנינו רוב אחד בעוף ורוב שניים בבהמה? Now a question. Once you told me in the רשא, רובו כמוהו, what do you have to tell me in the שפה? That rov of the siman by an office keshera and rov simanim by behemaz keshera, you just told me rubo kamo. Okay, this is talking about the avodah of Yom Kippurim, something we learned in Masechet Yoma. Hevi ulo et tamid. When they bring the Kohen Gadol, the Korban Tamid on Yom Kippur. Karzo. Maze karzo? Shachato. Slaughtered it. Umirak aher. Shritato al yado. Lashi. Karzo. It's before they get white. Mefarshin anatam berov shenayim. So when the Kohen slaughters the olat on Kippur, he has to store rov simanim. Shelo haya yachol lemalek velegmor et ha-shechita kulo. He doesn't finish the shechita. Lefi shekol avodot mekuprim ena kishael labo. All the avodah is kasher only by the Kohen Gadol. Tichtim b'charemot v'chiper ha-kohen ha-shirim shachon tov yatzarich le'achoz maher et ha-mizrak l'kabel adam. Right? As the blood starts to fall out, he can't be involved now in slaughtering the whole animal. He's got to get the keli and catch the blood. Lefi chakortech bo k'dekshir shechita. He slaughters it up k'dekshir shechita. He leaves it and he wants to get the mizrak to catch it. And somebody else comes along and just finishes it. Umerek kohen acher shechita al yado bishvilo. Al yado means bishvilo. Kemo meharem adam al yedebeno. Okay, fine. Now, umepnei sheshanim usham detzrich lamalek yachol lomerek yeh pasul. Now, it sounds like you're going to tell me dafka when somebody finished it. But smashma, if you didn't finish it, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara makes a deal. The Gemara says, the fish is shaninu. Heviyu lo ezo tamid. Karzo. Umirak acher shmeitato al yado. And another Kohen comes along and finishes it. Yachol lo mirek ye pasul. What? Sounds like a Nefarim make merika, it's going to be pasul. Lachen shaninu rov echad be'of ve'rov shenayim be'behema. That's why the Mishnah had to come along and tell me in the Sefa that Rov is okay. Because we have a Mishnah in Yoma. That sounds like the second Kohen has to come along and finish the Rov. Smash, if he didn't do it, it's going to be a problem because he has to do it. That's why our Mishnah has to come along and say, relax. If he didn't do it, it's okay. That's why we had to come along and say Rov is Kashir. To teach me a Hadush by Kadashim. Specifically by the Kadashim of Yom Kippur. Because over there it clearly says you need another Kohen to finish the job. And if you didn't finish it, that means pasul? Not pasul. So therefore you see the Sefa is talking about Kadashim. That comes again and says, Amar Mor, Yachod lo miraki pasul? Ver hava mina. Let's say you didn't make Mirika. Mirika is finishing the Simanim. It's going to be pasul? Im ken habi le avoda ba'acher. Betanya, kol avoda tume kipurin, enam kishirot elabo. What's the hava mina? Halakha. All the service on Yom Kippur must be done by who? By the Kohen Gadol. How can you tell me that if you didn't make Mirika, Mirika is going to, it's going to be posir? That means Mirika is integral. If Mirika is integral, how do we let somebody else do it? All the avodot that are integral on Kippur have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So what was the Hava mean at the thickest pasul? Think about that. Oh, Yachol, if you didn't do it, it's going to be pasul? How can I even think it can be pasul? The fact that we allow somebody else to do it shows me that it's not an integral item. So Gemara says, Yachol ye pasul midrabanan. Oh, maybe I would think it's pasul midrabanan. Maybe it's pasul midrabanan. But the Torah, of course, cannot be pasul. Because in the fact that you're letting somebody else do it, that already shows me that it's not an integral item. But maybe the rabbis came in and made it pasul midrabanan. And that's why he came and told me in the Mishnah that rov is okay even b'di'avad. Wait. So then if there's no psul de rabbanan, why do it at all? Mitzvah to do it. Why? Mishum dam. That she says, in order to get all the blood out. What does that mean, berov amadrat melech? The more people involved in a korban, the better. Get another kohen involved in the... She doesn't like that. Then every avodah, we should always have a second kohen going to do something else with it. Ha-ketuv ikpid b'kohen gadol. V'gireish et rov ha'am. Okay, so therefore, she rejects that Rov Amadrat Melech business. That's the reason why you need a second guy to finish the job up. And then the reason is to get the blood, the Chetala, the Marek. Okay. Amar Bishimon ben Nakish, Mishum Levi Saba, famous Mahlok throughout Shas. Ena L'Shchita Ela Basof. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yeshna L'Shchita Metchila V'Atzof. What's the Mahlok here? When does Shechita start? One rabbi says, Shechita doesn't start till the last cut. Once you get to the Rov. The first, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Shechita applies from beginning to the end. And we'll see in Afkaminot. So the Mahalog is in, Yeshna l'Shechita mitchila v'ad sof? Or do I say, no, en l'Shechita ela l'besof? Look at Rashi. Ena l'shchita, third line. Ena shchita kriya shchita ela besofa. I'll give you the nafkamina. Nafkamina will be. We'll see the Gemara. Let's say a goy started the shchita and a Jew finished the shchita. So maybe you'll say, if the shchita doesn't go only quite to the end, what do I care who started it? But if you say shchita from the beginning to the end, and a goy started, well, it's a problem. Things like that will be nafkamina. As Gemara says. Amarava, Hakol Modim. Here we go to the Goy case. Everybody agrees. Hechad Shachat, Siman Echad Oved Kochavim, V'Siman Echad Yisrael, Shehi Pesula. Everybody's going to agree. Even according to the opinion that says the Shachita is at the end, everybody's going to agree. If a Goy slaughtered one Siman, and then the Jew went and did the second Siman, the animal is Terefa. Sharen Na'asaba Ma'ase Terefa Biyad Ovde Kochavim. Why was it Ma'ase Terefa Biyad Ovde Kochavim? Which means, because what the goy does is nothing. So therefore, when the goy slaughters one of the simanim, it's like there's a hole in the siman. So by the time the Jew gets around to do it, it's terefa. Even though we say shaita doesn't hit to the end, but by the time you get to the end, something happened already before. The goy shchita is nothing, let's say. But it's not worse than a hole in the animal's veshet or the kaneh. And therefore, it's going to be terefa. I mean, he did something that will make it a terefa. Now, the olat ta'of nameh. Okay, let's go by olat ta'of. Hecha de malik siman echad lemat. Let's say the kohen. By olat ta'of, the Torah says, where do you make the melika? Above the Mizbeah. On the side of the Mizbeah there was a line, a red line, it was called Hota Sikra. The law is Olat Ta'of, you have to make the Melika above the line, and Hatat Tof, you make the Melika below the line. So let's say by Olat Ta'of, you did what? Siman Echad Lemata. The Kohen did one Siman below the line. The Siman Echad Lemala Pesula. Even though you ended up okay. Sheare Asaba Maase Hatat Ta'of Lemata. Because bottom line, doing one siman is something. Which means one, we're not going to say one siman is nothing by Olat Ta'of. Because one siman has a viability by Hatat Ta'of. By Hatat Ta'of, one siman is the eye. So slaughtering one siman is significant. So by him slaughtering one siman downstairs and one siman upstairs, it's considered you did something significant outside of its place. And therefore, even according to the opinion that says Shai dies at the end, it doesn't matter. It's Pasul already. Because you did Ma'aseh Hatat Ta'of on Olat Ta'of. As she says, בכל פסוע מעשה שהוא חשוב בהחלטת טוב לכשירו, כשמכת החלטת טוב סימן אחד, since this is significant, this one siman is significant, if it was a חטאת העוף, so when you do it by a lot of, it's significant enough to make it פסול. So where's the מחלוקת? לא נחלוק, אלא כגון ששחד סימן אחד בחוץ וסימן אחד בפנים. Oh, big מחלוקת. You cannot slaughter outside the עזרה. שחיטת חוץ. Let's say you slaughtered one siman outside the עזרה, and you finished it inside. Lemand amar yesh lan shorta mitzvah ba'atzof mechayev. Lemand amar ein shorta el basof lo mechayev. According to the opinion that says shechita is from the beginning to the end, so it's a problem. Because if shechita starts at the beginning, you did half the animal outside. It's shorta chutz. But if you say no, the shechita doesn't start till the end. So what do I give you the one siman outside? Amar le rava bar shimi. More lo amarache. Says, I'm sorry, the master did not say like you. Who's the master? Umanu, who's the master? Rabbi Yosef. Echad shachat siman echad b'chutz. V'siman echad b'fnim nameh pasul. Everybody's going to say it's pasul. He did one siman outside. And then one siman inside pasul. Why? Shehari asa b'ma'aseh hatat ta'of b'chutz. You did a ma'aseh hatat ta'of b'chutz. Which means, but Hatat Ta'of, what are you doing? One Siman. So you see, one Siman is very significant. We don't say one Siman is the beginning of a Shi'ita. No, one Siman is a Shi'ita. That's it. Because you see, by Hatat Ta'of, for example, all you have to do is one Siman. So everybody's going to agree. One Siman out, by Olat Ta'of. One Siman out, and one Siman in, no good. Because even the opinion that says Shi'ita doesn't start to the end, but storing one Siman is considered already significant. So what's the machloket? לא נחלקו אלא כגון ששחט מיעוט סימנים בחוץ וגם לא בפנים. You slaughtered מיעוט outside, מיעוט סימנים, started it outside but you did מיעוט. To my now and then you finished it inside. למה הדבר אפשר לשתור מתחלב עד סוף? כל תפין יצא שיטה כמו שבגינים תלען, מחייב. למה הדבר אין שום דלת בסוף? לא מחייב. Good, so now at least we have a case. The case that we have between the two rabbis that are arguing is where you slaughtered, let's say even by an animal, doesn't matter anymore, the minority of the two simanim outside. And then you went inside the azara and you finished it.
What do you call a minority?
Minority is, he started, I don't know, 2%. 49%, whatever it is.
No, could it be 49%? Because once you hit 50, it's not really...
50 is...
51, once you hit 51.
Good, you went to 50.
Is that minority?
Yeah, because we fell off that machloket above. We said they were arguing by Pesach Sheni, by Pesach. Everybody holds by Shaita Yeni Rov.
Right, but 51 will be Rov.
Correct, correct. Everybody agree with that. So you did 50 outside.
Will you say that 50 is minority?
Yeah. 50 is minority outside.
Not 25, that's what I'm saying.
No. 50 on each siman. 50 on each siman. You didn't go all the way in. 50% to the 50% line. And then you went inside and you finished it. According to the opinion that says Shaita anyway didn't start to the end, so at the end you were good. According to the opinion, you started outside, you're no good. Okay, so that's the that's that. Okay, we'll stop over here. Baruch Hashem.